For the Manhattan girls, their upset bid falls short against the number two team in 3A. Final score as Manhattan falls to Hayden 57-54. I'm now joined here in postgame by Manhattan girls head coach Scott Maul. Coach, you fall short there a little bit, but I got to ask you about your team's fight in this game. You lead by three at the half. You had a bigger lead than that, but you never went away as Hayden started making some shots. Your team fought the entire way.
Yeah, I was so proud of how hard our girls played. We worked so hard on the defensive end. We made plays on the offensive end, just kept ourselves in it. You know, I thought, you know, they hit one. We got a couple of threes early in the second half where we didn't get as close to Myers as we wanted to, and she made us pay. But the two big shots, they hit the two long threes from girls who usually don't hit long threes, and that was a big difference. And then the other thing is, I wish we could have done more to draw more fouls and get to the free throw line. When, you know, they only had one foul in the second half, if we could have drawn some fouls and got to the free throw line and got them in foul trouble, that might have helped us too.
What do you think about your defense? I mean, you guys were forcing some bad passes, stripping away the ball from the paint towards, I mean, the opposite baseline. You guys were making a lot of plays all over the floor defensively against a very good Hayden team.
Yeah, I thought our girls worked really hard on defense. Like I said, we made them make some bad passes. We wanted our girls to really stay in their face all the time when they had the ball, to make them make a mistake. And we knew we were outsized inside, but our inside girls really did a good job of working hard to keep the ball out there. Had a lot of nice plays in the first half where we came in and helped when they logged it inside. You know, a lot of times they're playing with six foot girls, and our tallest girl is 5'9" out there against us. But our girls really battled them inside and gave ourselves a chance.
Now in that first half, you mentioned fouls earlier, and at one point, really a half, you had five players with two fouls each. Was that tough to navigate the foul situation about who to have on, and are you just hoping to get to halftime with nobody with three fouls?
Yeah, we tried to work, and so, you know, we tried to get them in and out. I hate it when they get two fouls, and then they maybe pick up one because they're a little tired or because they're – so we tried to get them out with two and then give them a chance to get back in. They all did a good job. You know, Maxine got two pretty quick, and then – but she came back and played in the second quarter with two fouls and played in the second half, you know, a long time before she picked up that fifth one late when we had to go after the ball.
And last question is about just shooting the basketball, because, you know, the first two games of the Mid-American Classic, it was just – you had the shots there, they just weren't falling, and the layups weren't falling. I don't have the final numbers, but it just felt tonight was just a better field goal percentage day for your team. Did you feel like that, or were you encouraged about how much the shots were falling? You finished with six threes, and also you made some tough layups.
Yeah, I thought our girls hit some – we hit good shots when we had them. There were some times we left a couple out there, but, you know, that's going to happen a little bit. But when we got good looks, the girls put it in the hole. I thought we did a good job on the offensive boards of getting the ball. You know, it's like, you know, Maxine and Kat seems like are everywhere all the time. Kat saved us a bunch in the first half on when they got a break against our press. It saved us. But I don't know how she picks up so many offensive rebounds at her size, but I thought we did a good job on the boards. You know, I thought there were times we let them get set in the lane. You know, they're just so tough because, you know, they got the three big girls, and two of them are good out away from the basket. The other one's big and strong inside. And then they have a couple really good guards, a good shooter, and some good ball handlers. And, you know, they play a tough defense. They're man-to-man. They're very physical and aggressive. Then they play that half-court trap, which makes it hard to get into any offense. We tried to make sure we tried just be aggressive against it, and I thought the girls did a good job of that.
Are you ready for now next week, three games in 5 days, back-to-back Monday, Tuesday, and then you play Friday at Junction City?
Yeah, it'll be tough. It'll be tough. But, you know, our girls, you know, I told them after the game, if we play like this in the rest of the games, we have a great chance to be. Because Hayden is as balanced as any team in our league. They're very talented. I think they have one league loss to Emporia. That's it. But, you know, the way we played tonight, if we can play that and then get a couple of breaks, you know, anything we want to have happen can happen. Our girls are just dialed in right now. They're playing really hard, doing what they need to do as a team.
You've all just been short, but a heck of an effort tonight. Coach, thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, man.
That's Manhattan girls head coach Scott Maul.